Section, the problem. A QA tag push on our robotics monorepo triggered two CI workflows, build and deploy on QA and flight controller unit tests. Both failed. The tag had been working days earlier, and the only code change was a one-line Python type hint fix in a submodule. Something else was wrong. What followed was a 15-failure, day-long investigation that peeled back layer after layer of infrastructure rot. Each fix revealed the next hidden problem. This is the full story. Section, failure 1, the ghost submodule. Symptom, colcon build inside Docker discovers a package called legacy_sdk and fails because its dependency common_utils is missing. Investigation, neither legacy_sdk nor common_utils exist in the repository. They're not submodules, not in any directory listing, and not referenced in .gitmodules. So where was colcon finding them? These were former submodules that had been removed from .gitmodules months ago, but their directories persisted on the self-hosted runner. The actions slash checkout at v4 with clean, true runs git clean, ffdx, but the directories contained nested.git state that prevented removal. On previous CI runs, both legacy_sdk and common_utils were stale but present, so colcon built them successfully. Between runs, common_utils got partially cleaned up while legacy_sdk survived, creating an inconsistent state. Lesson, self-hosted runners accumulate state. Former submodules are particularly insidious because git clean can't always remove them, and build tools discover them automatically. Section, failure 2, GCC 15 versus the system assembler. Symptom, flight controller unit tests fail with. Root cause, 4 packages used March native in their cmakelists.txt. GCC 15 on this ARM platform detects CPU features like flag, RCPC2, profile, and poth, and generates March flags with those extensions. But the system assembler, as bundled with the base Docker image, is too old to understand them. The older CI had cached Docker layers built with GCC 9, so this code path was never exercised. Our fresh build exposed the incompatibility. Fix, remove March native and funroll loops from all 4 packages. Lesson, March native is a footgun in CI. The compiler and assembler must agree on supported extensions. If you compile with a newer GCC against an older assembler, native Arch detection will generate flags the assembler rejects. Section, failure 3, the 1 hour token. Symptom, model waits installation fails after exactly 1 hour. Investigation, the CI uses GitHub app tokens, 1 hour lifetime, for authentication. The model waits repository uses git lfs to store 2 GB of model files across multiple platforms. On the Jetson slow network, git lfs pull takes over 1 hour, and the token expires mid-download. The previous successful build, days earlier, happened to complete faster, likely due to lfs objects being partially cached on the runner. Fix, attempt 1, generate a fresh token right before the lfs pull. This helped, fast clone, fresh token for LFS, selective download. But the Jetson's network was still too slow. Fix, attempt 2, persist the LFS repo across runs. The true on git LFS pull means a partial download doesn't fail the step. LFS objects already downloaded are cached in .git/LFS/objects/. Each subsequent run downloads more until the cache is complete. After 2 to 3 runs, the pull completes instantly. Lesson, GitHub app tokens expire after 1 hour. For large LFS repos on slow networks, you need either A, SSH keys, no expiry, B, persistent LFS cache across runs, or C, alternative download mechanisms. On self-hosted runners, persistent storage is your friend. Section, failure 4, flight controller tests on tags. Symptom, the FC unit tests workflow triggers on every tag push and fails because flight_controller and mavlink_filter packages don't exist in the repo. Root cause, the workflow has path filters. But GitHub ignores path filters on tag pushes. There's no base commit to diff against, so all workflows run. Since we modified the workflow file, every tag push triggered it. Lesson, GitHub actions path filters don't work on tag pushes. Explicitly exclude tags with tags, ignore if the workflow shouldn't run for them. Section, Failure 5, DNS Death Inside Docker. Symptom, the runtime Docker file clones several public GitHub repositories, but fails with. Investigation, this error looks like a DNS issue, but it's actually a Git credential prompt failure. The runner's IP was being rate limited by GitHub, causing 401 responses. Git tries to prompt for credentials, but there's no terminal inside Docker. Setting git terminal prompt equals 0 changed the error to terminal prompts disabled, confirming the rate limit theory. Adding retries didn't help because every attempt hit the rate limit. Fix: pass a GitHub app token into the Docker build. Note: Docker build kit equals 0 was required because build kit handles network equals host differently and wasn't propagating host network access to build steps on this platform. Lesson: GitHub rate limits unauthenticated Git operations, 60/hour per IP. Self-hosted runners sharing an IP can exhaust this quickly. Pass tokens into Docker builds via build.arg and use network equals host with Docker build kit equals 0 if build kit's networking doesn't work on your platform. Section, Failure 6, GCC 15 warnings in GStreamer. Symptom, GStreamer January 24th. 13 compilation fails with GCC 15. GStreamer's Meson build sets warnings as errors internally, so this warning becomes a fatal error. Fix: disable wearer per subproject in the Meson setup. Note: using both wearer equals false and dwearer equals false causes Meson to error with got argument wearer as both dwearer and wearer. Pick one. Lesson: when cross-compiling with a newer GCC against older system headers, warnings as errors will break. Disable it at the build system level, not with compiler flags. Meson subprojects have their own wearer settings that override global flags. Section, Failure 7, the deleted branch. Symptom, xgboost clone fails. The Dockerfile referenced a branch on a fork that had been deleted. The branch originally existed to remove Python fit dunderdoc references that fail on Python 3.8, and to remove the NVIDIANCC-LCU12 dependency unavailable on Jetson Xavier, ARM/CUDA 11.4, Jetpack 5.1. Fix: create a new ARM-Edge fixes branch based on XGBoost version 2.1.4, the latest version supporting Python 3.8, with both fixes applied. 1. Remove NVIDIANCC-LCU12 from pyproject.toml dependencies. 2. Remove fit dunderdoc references from sklearn.py and dask/init_py. Pin the Docker file to this branch. Lesson: never reference branches that aren't protected from deletion. Pin to tags or use protected branches for CI dependencies. When a dependency drops support for your Python version, pin to the last compatible release and maintain a fork with your patches. Section, Failure 8, dead dependencies. Along the way, I audited every Git clone in the Docker file and found 5 libraries that were cloned, compiled, and installed but never actually used by any source code. Kmake library, private repo, caused auth failures. Exception RT, test linking failed, thread issues. Sem, strong types. Lineout 3D. Each was verified with a codebase-wide grep. Removing them cut Docker build time and eliminated 5 potential failure points. Lesson: Docker images accumulate dead dependencies over time. Periodically audit your build steps. Grep the codebase for each installed library to confirm it's actually used. Section, the timeline. Section, key takeaways. 1. Self-hosted runners accumulate state. Git submodules, Docker layers, LFS caches, pip caches, all persist across runs. Add explicit cleanup steps for known stale artifacts. 2. GitHub app tokens expire after 1 hour. For any operation that might exceed this, large LFS repos, slow networks, use persistent caches, SSH keys, or split operations across multiple token generation steps. 3. March native breaks cross-version builds. If your compiler is newer than your assembler, common when installing GCC 15 on an Ubuntu 20.04 base, native Arch detection generates flags the assembler doesn't understand. 4. Docker build kit handles networking differently. Network equals host may not work as expected with Docker build kit equals 1. Test explicitly, and fall back to Docker build kit equals zero if needed. 5. GitHub rate limits unauthenticated Git operations. Self-hosted runners on shared IPs hit this quickly. Always pass tokens into Docker builds. 6. Tag pushes bypass path filters. Use tags ignore ... if your workflow shouldn't run on tags. 7. Audit Docker dependencies periodically. Dead libraries add build time, increase attack surface, and create failure points. A simple grep across the codebase catches them. 8. Each fix reveals the next bug. CI pipelines are layered systems. Fixing one layer exposes issues in the next. Budget time for cascading failures. The first error is rarely the last. Zero copy video on Jetson, building GSDNVM MCPP, and contributing to GStreamer. PX4 Autopilot, a practitioner's guide to troubleshooting, debugging, building, and testing.